This morning's reading is taken from Luke, verses 27 to 36. Love for enemies. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. This is the word of the Lord.
And sorry that I wasn't here to say hello to many of you this morning. I've been back and forth to my house this morning because I've prepared some slides for you to enjoy in this talk. And for some reason, on the memory stick I brought them in, they were corrupted. So I've been back and forth, I'm back again, I'm forth again, and hopefully the wonderful multimedia team at this very moment are downloading yet the latest edition of those slides, and hopefully the slides I've spent a lot of time lovingly creating for you will be okay. So, who was with us on Thursday evening this week? Were you here in CSK? Some of you were here. And what were you here for on Thursday evening this week? Big shout. Film night. Absolutely. We had an amazing film night. Do you know there were over 200 adults and children here on Thursday night enjoying hot dogs and enjoying Toy Story 4? Over 200 of you. And it was a great atmosphere in here as we were Be More Church to our community. Loads of people from the community came, which was wonderful. Now, is there anyone here who has never seen a Toy Story movie? There are some of you. Can you believe it? Listen, I'll arrange one for you at my house. They are awesome. Well, the slides hopefully are coming soon, but I shall carry on talking, and I'm sure I'm going to get the nod, and if they're not right, just shove up whatever you... just put up there whatever there is. The slides are corrupted, but hey. But anyway, for those of you who have never seen a Toy Story movie, let me tell you a little bit about them. I'm not going to go through all the storylines, don't worry. Toy Story 1 is about a boy called Andy. And when he's out the room, or any human beings are out the room, the toys come to life. And they're all characters, and they're able to speak, and they have amazing adventures. Now, this boy, Andy, he has got loads of toys, from dinosaurs to little plastic toy soldiers, but his all-time favourite toy is a cowboy called Woody. And Woody has a voice box, and when you pull his string, he says different words. And Woody is Andy's complete and utter favourite. He really loves Woody. And then it's Andy's birthday, and Andy gets a new toy. For those of you who have watched Toy Story 1, what's Andy's new toy? There, I heard it, Buzz Lightyear. Absolutely. In fact, we'll just zip along here. There's Toy Story 4, there's Woody, and he gets a new toy called Buzz Lightyear. I'm just going to have a little...
Part one's wrong, part two's right.
Brilliant, thanks. Okay, Buzz Lightyear. Now, for those of you who have watched any of the Toy Story movies, what happens when you press that button on his arm? What does he say? That's it, to infinity and beyond. Well, if you were someone's favourite and then someone came along and they're now the favourite, I bet you wouldn't feel very nice towards that person, would you? Because you'd be a little bit jealous. And this is exactly what happens in Toy Story 1. Woody is jealous of Buzz. And he actually tries to get rid of him. Buzz Lightyear, in Toy Story 1 at the beginning, is Woody's enemy. And Woody actually, he does this accidentally, but he actually pushes Buzz out the window. And then he goes to try and rescue him, and in the end, they become friends. And now there's many reasons why we might consider someone to be our enemy. And sometimes we make someone an enemy because we make a judgment about them and we don't really know them. Woody didn't really know Buzz. And he made a quick judgment about him, didn't like him because now he's the favourite anyway. He's an enemy. But actually, once he got to know Buzz, actually really liked him and he became a friend. We may consider someone an enemy simply because they're different from us and we don't really understand them. They may have different opinions to us. And sadly, I think there's a lot of that in our nation right now. But back to Toy Story. So Thursday night, we watched Toy Story 4 quite a number of years later. And this is about a little girl called Bonnie. And she now owns Woody. Because Andy's long grown up, he's gone to university. So Bonnie owns Woody. And Bonnie at nursery makes a new toy, and I think this is where we're going to go wrong. That is not Forky. That's Buzz Lightyear, and this is where my file's gone corrupted. But she makes a new toy out of a fork. And she gives this little fork two eyes and pipe cleaner arms. And you will get to see him a little bit later on part two because apparently that's not corrupted. But she loves Forky so much. But what happens is Forky, because he's plastic, he keeps running away. And actually gets captured by another toy. And I don't think she's on there. Oh, yes, she is. Gabby. She actually captures Forky, and she's actually, at this stage of the story, the enemy. So Woody, being the rescuer he is, he goes to rescue Forky from Gabby, and that's where this little clip we're about to watch begins. You see, Gabby was the enemy, but she behaved as she did because she was just longing to be loved. She was a defective toy, so no one ever loved her. And she wanted a voice box that worked so that she could be loved and wanted by a child instead of being rejected as a broken toy. And Woody cared about his owner Bonnie so much, he was willing to give up his voice box to Bonnie in exchange to recover Forky. And Gabby, who was the enemy, became a friend. And Woody loved his enemy. Now, our Bible passage today talked about loving our enemies. This is what it said. But love your enemies. Do good to them. And lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Now, I'm sure you're all going to be able to answer this after what we've done earlier on the service. What shape do you think of when you hear that word love? A heart, absolutely. We often think of love as being a lovely, warm, cozy feeling. But love isn't always about cozy, warm feelings. Love is sometimes a choice we make. But to be able to really love, we need to know that we are loved. And in Toy Story 4, the reason Forky was captured was because he kept running away. He didn't understand that he was loved, so he kept trying to put himself into the dustbin as he believed that he was worthless. He thought that he was rubbish. He didn't understand that the person who had made him, the child Bonnie, who created him, she totally loved him. She had made him herself. He, Forky, was the most valuable possession, the most valuable of all her toys in her mind, because she'd created him, she'd made him, and she absolutely loved him. You were all created, whoever you are, however old, however young, you too were created. Created by a Father in heaven who totally loves you. Psalm 139 tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And knowing that we are loved, totally loved, by the one who created us, is the beginning of us being able to love others, including loving our enemies. Forky felt he was rubbish. Do you sometimes feel a little bit rubbish? That you're not good enough? Do you sometimes feel like running and putting yourself in the rubbish bin? Well, know today that you are totally loved. Loved so much that Jesus gave up the glories of heaven and came to earth to reveal his love in person for you. So if you go away with nothing else today, please go away knowing that you are loved by the one who created you. So the first step to loving our enemies is to understand that we are totally loved, even when we don't deserve it. And the second step to loving our enemies is to try and understand our enemies and why they are our enemies. Some people behave badly because they're actually wanting to be accepted. They're wanting to be loved, just like Gabby Gabby in Toy Story 4. But they go about it trying to gain love and acceptance in the total wrong way. But if we try to come alongside those people who we think are our enemies or who behave like our enemies, if we try to accept them and help them, then we may find, just like Woody did, that they're not our enemies at all. It's not easy to be kind and loving towards people who have hurt us. I know that. But God doesn't ask us to do this on our own. He gives us first and foremost his love. He gives us his strength, his power, his Holy Spirit to enable us to be able to do this. And what will happen when we do it? Well, our Bible passage told us But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. The reward we get in loving our enemies is knowing that we are revealing the God who is totally loving, forgiving, and kind to us. We're reflecting the love of Jesus. Jesus washed the feet of both Peter and Judas at the Last Supper, knowing that Peter was going to deny that he was his friend and that Judas was going to betray him. Jesus was still kind and loving towards them. We have a good, good Father. Know today that you are loved by him, and ask him to help you to show love, not only to those who love you, but to all people, including those who are unkind to you, whether those unkind people are at home, at school, at work, colleagues, your neighbours, anyone who you meet. So next time you come across someone who is being unkind, who feels like an enemy to you, why don't you stop and say a little prayer and ask God to help you understand that person better and to show his loving kindness to them. Will you pray with me? Lord God, thank you that your love for us is total, that you love us beyond measure, that there's nothing that we can do to make you love us more, and nothing that we can do to make you love us less, that you are a good, good Father, and we are loved by you. Help us to reflect your love, to show your love to all we meet, and help us to show that love too, even to those people we consider enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.